WNBG.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Confidential Trader Set. My name is Dennis. My call is Whiskey 5 Delta Papa Kilo. I'm in Longview, Texas, and I'll be at least one of your net controls this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for the buying, selling, and trading of amateur radio equipment and a source of information, announcements, and items of interest to the amateur radio community. There are a few simple guidelines. Emergency traffic always has priority. Anyone with emergency traffic should interrupt at any time. Do we have anybody with emergency traffic before we get started? This is a directed net. Please channel all your questions or comments through net control. This rule is important for net discipline. This is a buyer beware net. The net controls are absolutely not responsible for any deals that go well or poorly for that matter. Please do the price negotiation thing on the phone or on another frequency. Please turn off your Vox during the net so we don't have any confusion when you cough and sputter in the background. And if you plan on checking into the net with a listing and you have an amplifier, please use your amplifier. We need all the help we can get. The band sounds a bit noisy tonight. When checking into the net with a listing, give your call sign suffix and wait for net control to acknowledge you. When called by net control for your listing, give your full call, your name, your location, and your listing. Describe what you're selling, give your phone number twice, and state if your email is good in QRZ for lookup. Currently, we have four active traders' nets. The Sunday morning net meets at 10 a.m. on 7245. It's called the Sunday morning Texas traders' net. Sunday night, this net meets at 7:30 on 3922. It's called the Continental traders' net. Wednesday night at 7:30 on 3870 is the Boat Anchors Unlimited Hour. This is the net for the older two-type sideband equipment, including the hybrid. It's mostly rag shoes, but there's some buying and selling going on. And on Friday nights at 7:30 on 3870 is the Friday night Texas Traders net. With Friday night 3870 Texas Traders net. Something like that. All times are Central Standard Time. We also have a Facebook page for your listings. Go to Facebook, type in Ham Radio Traders Network. The site will come up. Answer three, if you're not a member, answer the three questions. We need to know your name, your location, and your call. If it comes to me, I approve it, and then you're able to use the site. That's on Facebook. We have a new IO groups network that Justin set up. Let me find it here. Okay. It's, TX-HamRadio-Traders-Network. TX-HamRadio-Traders-Network@io.com or whatever. Anyway, you can also send Justin a email and he'll send you an invitation to get into that. You can also just go to IO Groups and do a search using Ham Radio Traders Net, and it will come up there. He set that up about a week ago, and so we're going to start using that also. Thank you. right, let's talk about some ham fests that are coming up in the very near future. If I can find it here, here we go. All right, let's see. April 12th and 13th is the Green Country Ham Fest. That's the Oklahoma State Convention, Claremore, Oklahoma. The 12th and 13th of April, next weekend, is Ham Expo. That's the Belton Ham Fest. Jay will say a few words about that a little later. The 27th of April is the Emory Ham Fest. Emory, Texas, right there on 69. Between Mineola and Greenville. Also on the 27th of April is the Panhandle Amateur Radio Club Annual Ham Fest, Amarillo, Texas. Let's see, the next one is July 13th. That's the Tidelands. Tidelands, Texas City Ham Fest, Texas City, Texas. The 19th and 20th of July is Radio Fiesta, Schertz, Texas. 26th and 27th is Ham Holiday, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And let me find my cheat sheet here. Got some more. June 1st, it's the Monroe, Louisiana Ham Fest. I think it's a tailgate sale in Monroe. Let's see, May 11th is New Boston, Texas, south of Texarkana a little bit. Brownwood Ham Fest is May 11th, and the Shreveport Ham Fest is August 10th, and that's at the State Fair Park, just a little bit west of Shreveport. So that's the complete list as I have it. Does anyone have any questions or any additions to the HamFest calendar?
Hey, did it?
Yeah.
The Shreveport HamFest is on the 10th.
Okay. That's what I thought I said, but I was looking at 8, so I might have said 8. August 8th, August 10th. Oh, dear. 7 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock. Bring a coat because it's darn cold inside that building.
Dan, does anybody have any idea if or when Baytown is supposed to have this ham fest?
I hadn't heard a word about Baytown.
Contact.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dan, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, Lynn's going to mail you some tubes. He was wondering if everything was okay. He hadn't heard from you.
Talked to him yesterday.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Great. Fine here.
Next. Back to Mexico.
All right, anyone know anything about the Baytown Ham Fest coming up sometime in the future?
Okay, thank you, Dennis.
Okay, well, we'll keep trying. Okay, let me get out of here and get back to there. This is W5DPK. You're listening to the Continental Trader Set. Let's see. The net is being recorded at the present time by WK5R. He'll upload the recording shortly after this net ends, about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, something like that, to his website, wk5r.org. And you'll be able to listen to its entirety in case you get called away from the radio for whatever reason. Let's see, what else was there I need to talk about? I can't think of anything, so we'll pretend I know what I'm doing. This is W5DPK. Let's get this thing started. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix. Well, we'll just start at the beginning then. I guess we could do Friday night also. That probably would be a good idea to do it today. As soon as I can find it. Didn't find that yet, but let's talk about what happened this morning. Let's see. What the heck happened here?
So the first listing would be 388.
Yeah, now I'm on the right page. I knew something was wrong. All right, KM52S, Jay in Alice, Texas, has an R388 URR for sale. He's got the product detector, he's got the speaker, the 270G speaker. It's immaculate, beautiful condition, made by Collins. One of the best receivers, military receivers ever built. Got a lot of history behind it. $500. If you're interested in it, he'll bring it to Felton. If there's no interest, he's not going to bring it to Elton. So call Jay at 361-453-2731. 361-453-2731. Talk about the 388 URR. He'll gently pick it up and put it in the pickup. Let you take a look at it next Friday, Saturday. KP5DR, Matt, has a SB230 with a GI7BT tube swap in it with a spare tube. It's a pickup item, $600. Got a bunch of test equipment, about $100 a piece for each one of those. Email KK5 DR. Find his email in QRZ. Send him an email. Set something up so you can take a look at this stuff. It's all good stuff. WJ5H Corky, New Summerfield, or Lake Summerfield, has an ICOM 7300, $825. Phone number 979-830-7997. KB5ZIV, Jim's got a HTX 212, $75. He'll have at Belton. Ham 4 rotor and box, $500. This is the older style, free MFJ. Excellent condition, ready to rock and roll with that one. What else? Oh, you got five boxes of VHF radios, fire department, 151, 152 megahertz range. They're available for a contribution of some sort. Let's see, KB5ZIV, contact via email. W5OZZ, Don, looking for SX101A, HW16, HD10 VFO, and Alpha Set 86. His number is 832-755-2341. 832-755-2341. Dan, KHWOZ, has a SM220, a monitor scope for $120 plus shipping. SX110 receiver for $140 plus shipping, although you might want to pick that up. Got a DX35, $50 plus shipping. He's in need of a couple of 3-500s Zs. Dan is good in QRZ, phone number 281-974-8171. 281-974-8171. Let's see. Oh, and Dan, KHWOZ, will also drive 100 or so miles driving distance of Houston to facilitate the sale. N5GO, looking for broken radios, power supplies, amplifiers. We'll be at Belton with bells on. Phone number 228-669-9125. 228-669-9125.
Okay,
let's see.
Yeah, that was the wrong call.
W5 Delta Papa Papa. Got some amplifiers. 811-8, SB1000, SB220, SB200, AL80A, and got those for sale. We'll be at Belton. Be sure to call him first, tell him what you're interested in, he'll bring it, you can buy it there. Save a lot of money in shipping or a trip over to Sammy's house. Phone number 979-820-4814, 979-820-4814. K5MTT, Mike is looking for a Hammerlin speaker. Hammerlin speaker, no model number given, but they had a number of different big 12-inch Hammerlin speakers. I think they were 12-inch. Anyway, if you got one, Mike is in the looking for one. K5MTT, 512-585-7865. 512-585-7865. Anyone need a fill?
Yeah, that's WA5MTT. And Bill's call is N5GQ.
Oh, okay. WA5MTT. Yeah, that may go well. N5GQ. Yeah. I don't know what I said, but that's all right. All right, this RW5DPK, anyone, anywhere, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now with your call sign, suffix.
N5PK, good question.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, you listed someone that was looking for an Alpha 86. I got the prefix is 822-755, but did not catch the last two numbers. Go ahead.
That's Don Ozio, WB5OZC, that's 832-755-2341.
Ed, you got it.
Have too much static, did not copy, go ahead.
Okay, it's 832 755-2341. Again, 832-755-2341.
Roger,
copy, M5PKG. What are you asking for it?
25.
Roger, good price, thanks.
$25?
I like hearing a maintenance if you go for like that.
Yeah, that's a reasonable. Good. Yeah, the band isn't open up quite yet, Jay.
Okay.
It's thunder showers northeast of Houston, if I remember right. All right. Anyone, anywhere, buy, sale, trade, giveaway, come now.
Another
one, BG. BG, go ahead.
John, that Baytown Hamfest, I see notice on the internet. Thank you, Google. That it's June the 1st.
All right, June 1st for Baytown. All right, thank you much.
Now,
I'll put that with the Monroe. So June 1st, we got Monroe, Louisiana, and Baytown, Texas. Very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. They don't show a site yet. They said it's still in negotiations for the location. W1BG.
Anyone, anywhere.
Well, what the hell with that. Jay, say a few words about Belt, and then we'll get back to it.
Oh, all righty. Well, 96 hours from now, we're going to start gathering on the parking lot at the Hayden Center. Used to be, still is, Bell County Exposition Center. Next to 292 off Interstate 35 to go to the best ham fest in Texas, put on by the Temple Amateur Radio Club. They do this twice a year. And all you got to do is show up and have more fun than you did on your wedding, right? Well, maybe. Anyway, we'll be there, Jim and myself, on Thursday afternoon with the cooker and a few other things and getting set up and ready to go. We ask everybody to come by and participate. We're there for everybody. You don't have to be a member of a special group. All you have to do is just come to the Ham Fest and have a good time. If you want to participate, that's the way this works. If everybody brings a little, then everybody has enough. So if you want to bring something to cook, we'll cook it. If you want to bring a large piece of meat, try to get there as early as you can on Friday morning or Thursday night, for that matter, so we can have time to cook it right. If it's just stuff like sausage and stuff, you can bring it on Friday. It's no problem. Chicken, sausage, eggs, flour tortillas, paper towels, paper plates, stuff like that. I think I've got enough plastic. I got two boxes full of plastic, knives and forks and spoons. So, but if you just want to bring some, it don't hurt. We can always bring them back. A little firewood, if you have some laying around, you throw a few sticks in. We never have enough firewood. If we don't use it all this time, we'll bring it back next time. We do this thing. We do not sell anything. We are not a licensed food vending operation. We're simply there for the enjoyment of everyone. So that being said, you come by and get something to eat. And if you feel like it, then make a donation, please. That's the way we were able to continue to do this, so we would appreciate it, and that's all we ask. Just come by and have a good time. See you all then. KM5QS, back to you, Dennis.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Anyone have any questions or comments about the upcoming Belton Ham Fest?
We don't know what time the shrimp's going to be ready yet, but I think, Jay, what are we going to do, shrimp, late Friday afternoon?
Yeah, look, Friday afternoon would be fine. Whenever y'all want to do it. I forgot to mention that there will be an authentic Mid-States and Mid-South States shrimp bowl taking place this time, courtesy of N5GQ and friends from Mississippi. And we all going to enjoy that a whole lot. By the way, anyone out there, if your wife makes a casserole dish or she has some specialty that she's pretty good at and you want to bring that and set it on the table for people to enjoy, that's fine too. Just don't put it in your good china, because we'll try to get it back to you, but there are no guarantees.
Yeah, that's fact. And if they are, or you are, competent in making sweet treats, cookies, angel food cake, brownie, leaded or unleaded, bring those too. They'll disappear real quick.
Leaded or unleaded.
Yeah, well, where his wife brings that banana pudding again, we might have to put an arm guard on it. It disappeared in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, whose wife was that who did
it? Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Contributions accepted, food-wise, definitely. All right, this is W5GPK. You're listening to the Continental Trader Set. This net meets every Sunday evening, whether we want to or not, at 7:30 on this here frequency of 3.922.000, something like that. What else did we want to do? Probably want to talk about, Friday night's listings, if I remember right. Or was it this morning's listings? Okay, let's do this morning's listings. to Vouch and Jay. How about
J5 LRX, Jack Austin?
He's got a Russian receiver. This thing has been gone through, works like a champ. And it was a, what was the name of the receiver, Jay?
Kazakhstan.
Oh, my headphones went dead. What'd you say?
Kazakhstan or something like that. It's a Russian receiver with a adjustable bandwidth.
Yeah, it's different. $450. This thing is a collector's receiver. Let's see, the NC-183 is spoken for. He's got an HQ-129X for $225, been recapped. Beautiful. Eddie Stone 750, the Collins, the British Collins radio. Quality stuff. I believe he wants, I forgot what he wants for that. It seems like it was 500.
You're right.
He's got a SBE-10 with the power supply for 500. Viking Invader, very rare.
Viking Invader 2000 for $600.
You got a Chippewa with the power supply, very rare, $29.50. It's a lot of money, we realize, but you know there's only a couple of them left in the world. And this one works, and it's beautiful. So it's a K5LRX. The phone number is 512-944-4362. 512-944-4362. Jack is a expert receiver rebuilder, and no joke, it's good stuff. Jack will be there, but give him a call ahead of time so he can tell you about what he's got, where he's going to be located there, either in the parking lot or outside. Our parking lot or inside, I'm not sure which. Anyway, it'd be worth your while. All right, W5 Sugar Uniform, Carl in Dallas. Got some stuff left from HTR's estate. TS-480HX, $535 at the steel. Mammoth J, 926 Delta for $180. AL-811 with the interface for $700. And a bunch of other stuff. Get a hold of Carl in Dallas. You'll have to pick it up there. Phone number 214-693-3729. 214-693-3729. And let's see, next one is W5IRU. Whiskey 5 India Romeo Uniform. He's in Flower Mound, north of Dallas. U.S. Steel 40-foot, model number MA-40, tubular tower, got the house bracket and the ground mount, $950. You have to take it down. Phone number 972-841-3331. 841-3331. This fellow's name is Kirby. He won't be able to help you take the tower down, so a couple of guys should be able to handle it. And it's a, you know, nearly a $3,000 tower. I mean, for $950, it's first class stuff. Anyone need a fill on any of this?
Dennis?
Yeah.
On Coral Field, W5SU, the 480HX has been sold. I recovered that this afternoon. And on that MA-40, that's fairly heavy. Make sure you have some kind of equipment to let it down.
Ah, okay. Good to know. That's where a block of tackle and that house mount come in handy.
Yep.
Let her down.
Well, if it's got the lowering kit, what it's just a most of them towers, they got that cable kit that just drop it to the ground.
Well, it may have that. He did say the cable was in good shape. It was new or something like that. But just in case, it never hurts to be ready.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's see. What is this? November 5 X-ray Juliet Tango Joe has an MC50 microphone. Got the 4-pin mic connector along with the 8-pin adapter. $60. That's the bargain. Let's see, Joe's. Joe's phone number is 512-818-0439. 512-818-0439 for a MC50 microphone. All right, last one I think that I've got is Alpha India 5 Oscar Sierra. It's Justin. He's got a Nippon America power supply. Big hoss, weighs about 60 pounds, 70 amp, I believe it's what it is. $125. Heck of a deal for a monster power supply. You can email Justin at WNIFYI@me.com or call him on his iPhone if it's working. You never know about iPhones. They're not like Androids. The iPhones kind of crap out every once in a while. Phone number is 214-901-2302. 214-901-2302. Anyone need a pill? DK. You're listening to the Continental Trader Center. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come next.
Hey, by the way, a couple things.
Okay. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on the iPhone, actually. And second thing, not really a... Well, yeah, it is. I have a 991, K2991. This is not the A version. But I have it mounted in a go box. It's good radio. I've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. And, by the way, I have tried quite a bit to figure out a way to make this thing accessible. And I cannot. It ain't going to happen no matter what I do for it. I tried 3D printing a tactile version of the touchscreen to see if I could get around it. And it just ain't doing what I want. So, if you'd be interested in trading something for it, maybe it'll work in your shack, or it'd be a good little Echo Link project, or you know, something like that. Make me an offer. I'd be interested. I've got the whole go box here, which contains a 991, contains a TW1, has a little YT 1200 tuner, and a 20 amp hour battery. It is good. The whole thing is ready for some kind of portable use. If you want it. So, if it sounds interesting, go ahead and make me an offer. My telephone number, obviously, is 214-901-2302. Email address is, of course, W9FYI@me.com. You can get a hold of me that way, and we can go from there. And finally, folks, I wanted to tell you, I have been getting some requests to join the DX Trader Network group, that IO that I have going. If I can ask everybody to start putting in, if you have an interest in joining, please put, name, phone sign, phone number, email, in the body of the message. Because I've set this up so that I could try to start verifying people. things I want to do is to get this going so that anybody who joins this, that stuff on here is going to be legitimate and not from scams. So I'd like to start verifying as they come in. And y'all can absolutely go ahead and you can absolutely come in and start sending emails to that group and submitting listings and photos that is turned on. So there you go. This is AI 501.
Okay, this is W5DPK. AI 50S, since that night I had a glitch on my headphones. I got a broken wire on these things. Anyway, you're going to hang on to the power supply, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to hang on to the power supply, I think, until I know that the option that I am looking for is going to do exactly what I expect it to do.
Okay, very good. Justin does have an FT-991. It's a non-A 991 in a go box. Got the antenna, tuner, and all sorts of stuff. It's not going to work for his needs. So it is available for sale or trade. Make him an offer. Or you might have some trading material he might be interested in. That's Alpha India 5 Oscar Sierra. His name is Justin. He's in the Austin area. His phone number is 214-901-2302. 214-901-2302. And that's for a FT-991 non-A series with a go box. Well, power supply and all that stuff in there. And something that you can use in case of emergency. Anyone need a film? All right, and then if you are interested in joining the IO groups, Ham Raider Traders Net page, send him a request and include your name, your location, your call sign, and all that sort of thing, because we verify everyone. That we try to keep the scammers out as much as possible, because quite frankly, QRZ, QTH, they're all having some problems with that. And it's hard to police. It's very hard to police. So give us that information so we make sure that everybody is on the up and up. Oh, my pen just ran out of ink. Imagine that. All right, this is W5DPK. I don't think I have much else. Is there anyone anywhere? Buy, sell, trade, and giveaway. Come now.
W5OZZ.
Okay, Don, I listed yours earlier. You got anything to add other than the 86, the HW16, the VFO, and the SX101A?
Yeah, see. I need a set two 8877 tubes in good condition, and I don't need any more amplifiers. Bought two of them. Don't need any of those. Just the other, I have the SX101A holographic receiver, and I need to get a CW transceiver with HD2VFO, and I'm good for now. Over.
Okay, give me the phone number again so I don't have to look at that.
Oh, yeah. 832-755-2341. That's 832-755-2341.
Okay, WB50ZZ, Don Mucaney. Looking for some 8877s and some hen's teeth. But a couple of 8877s, what do you got? Pull up, good teeth. looking for a couple of those. He's found some amplifiers, still looking for the SX-101A. He'd get HW-16, the VFO, stuff like that. Phone number is 832-755-2341. 832-755-2341. Anyone need a fill? Just took a drink of Crown. That's good. All right, I don't have anything else. Anyone, anywhere. Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. T.I., go ahead.
I'm looking for a SXT. I want to get my code speed back up to 20 WPM. Name is Ray here in Conroe. You can contact me at 936-363-5904.
Okay, Ray, what's your call?
Oh, sorry, I knew it was something.
Yeah. Okay, and what were you looking for?
The straight key.
Straight key. 20 words a minute with a straight key. All right.
I knew someone that could do it.
Well, I used to be able to do that, but I can't do that anymore.
There's
a lot of things I can't do. KF6TI is looking for, that's Ray down Conroe, looking for a straight key. Good to practice his code. Give him a call, you know, J38, something like that. You know, something decent quality, got a good rhythm to it, not a whole lot of spring bounce, anything like that. 936-363-5904. 936-363-5904. That's Ray Kilowatt Foxtrot 6, Tango, India. All right, anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come next. All right, I don't think I have anything else. Don't forget Belton coming up shortly. A number of people will be there Thursday. There'll be even more Friday. Friday afternoon, there'll be a shrimp boil. And of course, Saturday is the Ham Fest itself. Last report was that they're nearly sold out of tables. The weather looks excellent, high in the 70s, low in the 50s. All the rain should be through here the next couple of days. So I think it'll be a good weekend for Belton, that's for sure. Anyone have any comments before we close the net? All right, this is W5DPK, thanking everybody for participating in the Continental Traders Net. There will not be, well, let me rephrase that. The majority of people will be at Belton. I doubt if there'll be a Friday night net. Sunday morning, I think I'm going to be sleeping late, and I may still be sleeping Sunday night. You never know, or at least I'll be horizontal. Let's put it that way. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be participating next weekend, but on the net side. But you know, if somebody wants to pick up the net, please do. Would appreciate it. This is W5DPK closing the Continental Trader Set at 8:14 and returning the frequency to normal amateur abuse. And Bill, what time are you going to be there Friday?
I'm going to be there Thursday. I should be there Thursday.